Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola. Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
Good morning, family, and welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicola Smith Jackson, your Power Mentor. We're going to reawaken your spirit this morning, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you, and that's for you to build a big business. Now, listen, we're here coaching you every Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you have not done this already, go ahead, share the call with other people. They can dial in at 602-753-1848 or listen online with the smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/successwithNicola. We are here about to wrap up a new series, and it's called Game On, Are You Playing to Win? And this has been so powerful and very interesting. And, you know, I'm so grateful for God, because every time I come to you and I'm able to serve you in this capacity, I get to learn a whole lot more about God, a whole lot more about myself, and a whole lot more about how to help his people. And so, you know, if you haven't already, if this is your first time coming in, we're going to tell you that you got to go back and listen to the prior series. And you can do that by going to Success with Nicola, successwithnicola.com, and click on the Power Start series, and I want you to go back and go over the scriptures, and even especially our foundational scripture of Galatians 6 and 7, do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. And this is such a profound principle to live by, not only do business by, but to live by. And so we're talking about Game On. And, you know, on today, it's going to be so powerful, because it's all about us starting to think like God. And on today, we are talking about if your game is really on and if you're playing to win, you need to be willing to go above and beyond. So our scripture reading is going to be coming out of Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. You can go ahead and turn there as we go to the Lord right now. Together, we want to go above and beyond. Father God, we come before you. We honor you on today, because this is the day you've made, and we're so glad, we're joyous for here. Another day in the land of the living, Father God, as we come before you humbly but boldly before your throne, we're making our petitions made known on today. Dear Lord, we're asking that your Holy Spirit increase as your servant decrease. May you show up like never before for your people, as we are hungering and thirsting after you, your word, not what you can do for us. As we're growing up in Christ, we're getting to learn that it's so much better that we just get to pursue you, your face, and not your hand. As our relationship is deepening, and going further than ever before. Show us through your Holy Spirit how to go above and beyond. We're thanking you, O Father God, that the mind of Christ is inside of us, O Father God, and we're asking that we will now begin to operate in that as we go out and do great exploits in your name. We want to honor you not only but with, by the fruit of our lips, but also by our work as we're increasing our faith. We're thanking you, O Father God, that you are also equipping us for the saints. They're coming to us from the north, south, east, and west, so we may be able to make huge impact in the marketplace. We honor you and we bless you, and we want to seal this prayer with the blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. So I want us to go ahead and turn to our Bibles. I'm actually heading out to Vancouver, Canada. Very excited about this trip. And again, as I am moving forward in my life, my career, as well as my purpose, the assignment that God has given me, it's just so amazing of the journey that he's taken me on because I surrendered. And I encourage you, even on today, to surrender to God, surrender to your assignment, and then just begin to walk in it. And you say, well, Nicola, I don't know what that means to walk in it. I am telling you right now that in walking in your assignment, it's that you don't know exactly what it is. It's just that you are obedient, and each and every day you strive to do a little bit better than the day before in helping or equipping or taking God's people to the next level. And so let's go to Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20, and read that, because it is so profound if you're saying that your game is on and you are playing to win. So it reads as so. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that works in us. In order to put that power to work, it takes immense faith. And faith is acting on what you can't see, but believing what you know. And I am telling you right now, it's time for you to believe that God wants you to do huge things in this life. And when you begin to believe that, waking up each and every day, number one, you will become your chief competitor. I shared that in an article that I wrote for Network Marketing Pro blog here recently for Black History Month. I encourage you to go and check it out. You can go to Network Marketing Pro and you can click on the blog. Myself and another powerhouse, Joe Tankard, actually did a blog entry, and I want you to go and read it. It's Success Secrets for Black Women in Business, but it can work for anyone, these powerful principles that we share. And one of them I share, as we were talking about promoting yourself in these past episodes and getting out there and getting what you do exposed and getting responses from people, it's going to require you to go above and beyond. As we were talking about in prior episodes, having the mind of Christ, and trust me, he went above and beyond for all of us to live the life that we are here for. He went down and got the keys for everything that even many of us still are suffering with on today. But it's time for you to go above and beyond. What do I mean by going above and beyond? It's doing a little bit more than what is expected. Sometimes we don't even expect more of ourselves. We have been trapped in mediocrity to where we feel that that should be the norm. And it's so contrary to what the word of God says. John 10:10 said that he came, Jesus came for us to live life more abundantly. So that means that the norm for us should be abundance, not mediocrity. How can you move from your mediocre way of thinking, your limited way of thinking, your willingness to not be stretched and not be pulled to a higher level? And I would say, number one, you can become your chief or your number one competitor. Do this every day, and then you'll start doing a little better every day. And if you just do a little bit better, just slightly better today than you did yesterday, this is going to lead to progress during your process. Many people don't want to go through a process, and it is inevitable that even if you stop, even if you quit doing what you're doing right now, as soon as you decide that you want better, you're going to still go back in a process. For some, that is encouraging. For some, that is discouraging. For some, that is just downright confusing. But I want to clear it up for you. Doing slightly better every day will lead you to massive growth someday. Doing slightly better every day will lead you to massive growth someday. I was training some young ladies inside of our new group, Think Millionaire Club, and I was sharing with them that there are three components to mastery. First, your cognitive or your awareness of what you're trying to master, and your emotional mastery, and then now the physical mastery. First, you got to make it up in your mind that you are trying to do better. We're talking about above and beyond. Above and beyond can be a smidget above or just a quarter of an inch beyond. It does not mean these major jumps. This is what people, where they get so twisted in even building a network marketing business and not realizing that even if you begin to try to master one of the skills, whether it's promotion, whether exposure, whether it's follow-up or responding or getting people into your business, but from a customer or agent or business partner standpoint, and then now after getting people on the services, and then you want to get people started right so they're immersed into the business, and then now moving on and getting them trained. And if you think that you are going to just walk into that overnight without some type of consistency or commitment, or a commitment to just do slightly better today than you did yesterday, you're sadly mistaken. I can just take some looks back in my professional life, in my personal life. It was always, it felt like it was a daily struggle. But now I know that the struggle, each day that you move past the struggle, no matter what it is, whether it's in your personal or your business or your financial, whatever life it is that you're focused on at that moment, as you move past a struggle, that is considered progress. And your struggle is part of your process. So if your game is on and you're playing to win, when we get off of this line, you need to go and take immediate action into your above and beyond process to progress. As I go on this plane over into Vancouver, I'm excited. I heard they have some of the best shopping there, but I will be taking some time next to hopefully in this chateau, a beautiful chateau that we're going to have, they're going to have us at. Some time to catch up for me on some reading, getting better in some areas of finance so I can bring the A game to those that I impact, getting ready to learn from 6 billionaires that's flying in from all over the world. And I believe we're going to be spending some time with the richest man in Canada himself. I will be very, very attentive and taking notes, but not notes on how does he get rich, but notes on even the mindset, the processes that they've gone through. And the progress they had to endure. Well, I want you to do the same. Time for us to start thinking like Christ and go above and beyond. If he has done and continued to do that for us, then we should continue to do that for others. So we won't take any calls on today. I'm getting ready to head on a flight here shortly. I love you. God bless you. I need you to go and make some major things happen. And on tomorrow, God willing, and everything works out, we will be talking to you live from Vancouver, Canada. Bless you.